Okay, so we're going to do a meditation together. And it's going to involve movement and it's going to involve standing. And it's also going to involve an awareness of sounds. So this is a meditation that could be done very delightfully outside, but equally you can do it indoors. If you're indoors, I would really recommend opening the window a little to get a little bit of life. To allow a little bit of life to come through the window. So you don't need any apparatus for this movement or for the standing meditation, which is going to flow on from it. So if you just come to standing, at the feet about shoulder width apart, arms down by the side. You're going to need enough room to kind of swing your arms around as if you may kind of a circle around yourself with your arms spread out around. Check you've got that much space. Okay. Just feel into the body. Body standing here. Just checking in with the tone of the body. Just know what the quality of the feeling of energy flowing in the body is right now. It feels quite fluid, feels like it can move from the feet right up the body to the head, right the way back down again, up from the fingertips to the neck, back down again. You have kind of a sense of the flow of energy in the body. So now just pick an object in front of you around 2 or 3 meters, 1, 2 or 3 meters ahead, somewhere between waist height and eye height, and we're going to use that as a focus point as we do a little bit of balancing in this posture. So keeping your eyes focused on that point, we're going to shift the weight all the way onto the left foot, and the right foot's going to start to come up. Let that coming up. Now you're just standing on the left foot, right foot bent at the knee, and scrunch up the foot, so the toes make a little foot fist and then stretch it out. So then trying to point the toes all in different directions away from each other, spreading out like a fan, and then make a little foot fist again, a bit of energy into that, and then stretching it right out and relax the foot, keeping the foot in the air though. And we're just going to rotate around the ankle, so like drawing a circle with the big toe. I'm going to change directions, draw that circle in the opposite direction. And relax. Now bring the foot down mindfully, feeling the pressure of the foot going down. Let's feel if there's any difference between the 2 feet now, what we've done. Okay, so taking up that focus object or picking a new one if it's more convenient and shifting the weight onto the right foot till the left foot starts to rise up, and then bending at the knee, bringing it up. I'm going to make a little foot fist with the left foot. And relax, stretching out the toes like a fan. And relax, scrunching up the toes. Relax, and spreading it out, spreading the toes out. Feeling a stretching out in the foot, a little energy going in there. And relax, keeping the foot up in the air. We're going to rotate around the ankles, so as if you're drawing a big circle with the big toe. If you feel you need to touch something for more balance, that's okay, but it's also really helpful for the mind to be practicing balancing. And back the other way, the big circle in the opposite direction with the big toe. Feeling that ankle joint rotate. Okay, relax. Slowly bringing the foot back down, mindful of the shifting of the weight. Okay, now we're bringing the feet quite close together. Ankles are not quite touching, about a couple of centimeters or an inch between them. Hands on the knees. Knees now are above the toes. And we're going to make circles with the knees. So hopefully that makes sense. So the knees are kind of bending down forwards, coming up. So we're kind of as if we're slightly squatting down. But the knees only go just in front of the toes as we go down. Make a circle with the knees. Hands are on the knees. We're making a circle. Knees are moving together. Just feel the kneecaps moving up and down. Okay, going to change directions. And relax. Coming back up to standing. So again, picking your balance object for focusing on, letting the weight shift to the left foot, right foot comes up. Now bring the knee up, leg slightly to the side, and level with the hip. And what we're going to do is draw a big circle with the knee, and that's going to rotate in the hip joint. Right, at the top of the leg. And we go the other way. So what we're doing is opening up the energy channels in the physical body so that the energy can flow quite well through the body. Okay, and then come to a stop. Let the foot back down. See if you can feel a difference in the capacity of flow in the right leg and the left leg now. May or may not. Some people are more sensitive to feeling energy. Some people also, bodies are more responsive to exercise. Either way. Moving the weight to the right foot, left foot coming up. Bring the knee up to hip height. Letting the rest of the leg just hang down from the knee. And then make big circles with the knee. Big or small, as you can. Feeling that joint rotate. Also, introduce the flavor of offering appreciation and love for the body as we exercise it. Okay, go the other way, other direction. With the knee circle. And coming slowly to a standstill and bringing the weight back down. So again, just seeing if we can feel if there's any difference in what we perceived from the beginning of the capacity of energy to flow in the body, if there feels like there's more flow or just more energy. Anyway, either way. So the next exercise, we're going to bring the hands onto the hips and just make sure that the feet are still back at shoulder width apart. And we're going to rotate the hips, rotating the pelvis. So we're going to try and keep the shoulders above the feet. And so it's really like the very center of the body, the hips, pelvis area, buttocks, are making a circle, whereas the head and shoulders and the feet are staying in line. Okay, make a circle of any size that feels good for you. This exercise can actually just be a pleasant exploration. It's not like a weight training or aerobic exercise. It's more of rotation and opening of the energy channels. So it can even be, and we're actually going to do it now, slow down and just make very, very small circles until you actually don't sense that the body is moving, but but there's something within the body spiraling. See if you can tune into that. And then from that spiral, you're going to turn it the other direction and start into a physical movement of going the other direction. Opening out that, keeping the shoulders above the feet, if possible. And making that circle bigger. Just seeing how large that circle can actually go. Really kind of sticking your butt out, sticking the pelvis out to the side and the front. See if that feels like it's opening up some of the space, the lower back, the belly, the hips. Again, and just slowing that down again, easing it down until it becomes more subtle and smooth. And until it's even just a subtle energy body movement. The next one, keeping the hands on the hips, or you can even move them around to be in the lower back if that's more comfortable. And we're actually now going to keep the legs up to the hips fixed and as a foundation, and we're going to move the shoulders around the top of the body, letting the head be a little bit loose. If you haven't got any major neck pain, you can just let it be very loose. Really feeling as if we're a tree trunk swaying, the top branches swaying in the wind, and the trunk is staying quite still. Okay, I'm going to change direction. So again, doing this as big a circle or smaller circle as feels suitable for your body. Really be aware of any straining in the back. There's a lot of possibility for weakness in the back. We don't want to exacerbate any problems. Always stay in tune with your own body before following other advice. Okay, and then coming to a still point and relaxing the arms. So next we're going to do the neck. So I'm going to work right up the trunk of the body and then do the arms afterwards. So what we're going to do is just let, you can either hold your hips or have your hands hanging down by the sides. I'm just going to let the ear, right ear, come across to the right shoulder. And back up. Left ear to left shoulder. Back up, let the chin go to the chest, and back up, and then opening the mouth and letting the head drop back, closing the mouth and coming back up with the head. And then we're going to repeat all of that. First of all, feel as if there's a string on the very crown of your head, the very top of your head, pulling you up, extending out the neck. And then from there, we're going to let the right ear drop across to the right shoulder. Now, the left hand, I want you to point the fingers down the earth, down the side of the leg to the earth. See if that feels a little extra stretch in the neck. If you can play with the tension in it, by easing it off a little and letting the neck go across, and then pulling down again, and then relaxing the hand, and coming back up. Again, feel that string pulling you up, and then the left ear to the left shoulder. Now the right hand, right fingertips to the earth, down the side of the leg. And again, easing it off a little, letting the ear get closer to the shoulder if possible, and then stretching again. And relaxing the hand, coming back up. Chin down to the chest. Feel You need to move the shoulders a little bit to help that flex down, ease down. And then coming back up, mouth open, head back. Just relax, just let that hang. And then back up. Next we're going to look over the right shoulder. So as if you've seen something behind you, but you're not going to turn at all. Just turn the head. See if you can see how far around you can see right now. And then swiveling round, one smooth movement to look over your left shoulder. See what you can see there. We'll take that smooth motion right the way back around, and we're going to look over the shoulder again. Might see if you can see a little further. And then round to the left side. See if you can see a little further than you could before there as well. Okay, coming back to the center. Stretch out the face. Stretch it right out. Make a really big face, really big mouth, really big eyes. Really stretching it out, stretching. And now we're going to make it very small. Very small mouth, very small eyes. Making the face very, very small. Very, very contracted and small. And tight, and then relax. Okay, so just relaxing the face. Bringing the arms up now to the sides of the body. Stretching out the fingertips as if you're an eagle soaring. And then making empty fists. And then stretching out the fingers. Making empty fists. And relax. Now we're going to rotate the wrists. And the other direction. Letting them be still. And then we're going to bring the hands down. And then up and around, making a circle with the hands. And the rotation is with the elbows. Coming up to the top, stopping, and then coming back around the other direction. Now bringing the hand and then stopping, bringing the hands down to the sides of the body. Just make rotations of the shoulders up and up at the front, back down, back of the body, up at the front, back down the back of the body. Just feeling the openness, the movement, the fluidity. And coming up. On the back now, changing direction, down at the front. Just rotating around there. And coming to standing. Again, feeling that flow of energy in the body, seeing if it feels like things have been opened a bit of movement. Just feeling down inside the body also. Scanning down inside the head, inside the neck and shoulders. Go down the right arm, the upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist. The hands, the back of the hands, and the fingers. And down the left shoulder, left upper arm, left elbow, left forearm and wrist, and hand, and back of the hand, and the fingers. Then coming down the chest and the upper back, middle of the back, and the upper belly, lower belly and lower back, the sides of the body, right side, left side. Just letting the energy flow freely in this area if possible. And coming to the hips, the pelvis, the buttocks. The upper of the right leg, the knee, front and back. The lower leg, ankles, base of the foot, the arch of the foot, top of the foot, and all of the toes. And then the right leg, the knee, back of the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, the foot, contact of the foot on the ground, the arch, the top of the foot, all the toes. So the inside and the outside of the body freely flowing, freely relaxed. Just standing. Feeling a sense of standing like a tree. So just take 5 minutes to stand like a tree. Having an awareness of the roots coming down, maybe somewhere from the knees or ankles downwards, sense of rooting down into the earth. So even extending beyond the body, if you can actually tune into that feeling, whether an imagined feeling or actually it's something real and present within the energy, that connection to the earth. Coming up the body, feeling that quality of trunk, that stability. And somewhere from the waist upwards, we can start to feel a branching out of energy, particularly from the shoulders and above, really branching out, stretching out into the ether, into the sky, into the air. Just opening the hearing to the sounds. Resting within with the awareness of sounds. And as we listen, we can just let sounds flow. Arising and passing phenomena of sound. This feeling of rooted and open and reaching out. Married with this flow of sounds. You can just rest on this pinnacle of the now, rolling through time. Just open and receptive, broad and expansive. Even really listening to sounds that are quite distant, or even the stillness between sounds. See if we can spread out the awareness of the body. Just outside of the body, either through this image of the roots and the branches, or just out of a sense of the eyes closed, with the real felt sense, where does the body end? Where can I feel out to through the body? So listening to sounds, expanding out the consciousness, hearing consciousness into the world. Spreading out the sense consciousness of the body. Just stand here, be here, be alive. If you wish, you can continue standing in this way for as long as feels helpful and beneficial. Or you can pick up this practice at another time. Just practice standing with a nice spread awareness, conscious of sounds, conscious of well-being, conscious of a flow of energy in the body.